Radio Surrey.
Make a difference.
More guesses on Surrey seems to be the hardest word very shortly. However, a message of love and hope for the future as Surrey School packages up seeds for its children to collect and grow during the lockdown. Let's find out more about this and bring in the head teacher at Losey Fields Primary School, Amanda Pedder. Morning to you.
Good morning, James.
Morning. How are you finding the lockdown? It's a weird old time for teachers, isn't it?
It's very strange running a school remotely from home. It's very strange indeed, although I am in school today.
Right. Talk us through this idea.
Yeah, well, the idea came from our amazing caretaker, Alex, actually. At Losey, we've got a strong culture of growing through our curriculum. We've got 6 acres here. We're very fortunate, and we have a polytunnel, and we propagate our own seeds and saplings each year to plant in our garden. And all our children in school have raised beds and do growing as part of the curriculum. And so lockdown will have been a bit strange for them. And so we had this idea that obviously spring is a time for growing. It's about new life. But obviously we're surrounded with lots of stories of darkness really at the moment. And so our caretaker spent last weekend packaging up the seeds that we would ordinarily be planting at this time and put them out the front for the children to collect on their daily walk, both for them and the members of the community. So, and it's been really well received in the local area. And yeah, just a little small act of kindness, really, just a way of helping us stay connected with our children and our families.
Yeah. Are you missing the children?
Oh, very much. Yeah, we keep in touch with them in the way that we can. So we parents send us in photographs of them working, and we publish them on the website and send us messages in that way. And we've got a learning platform where the teachers and the children are sort of interacting. But the school feels quiet. It's not quite the same with so few in.
It's funny, isn't it? My sister's a primary school teacher, and she teaches a reception class. And one of the things she's doing is phoning them all once a week just to have a little chat with them, just to say hello, which is a lovely idea. But there's one of her kids who's very chatty, shall we say. And she phoned up the other day and said, because she's trying to rattle through these calls and get them done, because she's doing loads of planning as well. And anyway, one of the little girls she was speaking to said, you know, well, lovely to talk to you, and really nice to know. She went, I haven't finished yet.
No, the little ones do like to talk.
Get her on the phone. Brilliant stuff. It is a great idea. You know, when are you hoping to get back? When do you want the kids back? As soon as? Or what's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's got to be safe to do that. I mean, it'd be lovely if we could bring schools back before the end of the year, just to sort of try and close the year properly. But we're in the hands of this virus, really, aren't we? And we've got to make sure that it's safe to have the children back and it's safe for staff. So I think it's sort of watch this space on that one, really. But yeah, as soon as possible would be great, but only if safe to do so.
Okay, so they would be coming back normally after the Easter break today.
They would be, yeah. So it would have normally been the 2 weeks. So it feels like forever we've been on lockdown, but I suppose in reality it was the 2 weeks before and then the Easter break. But we had children in over Easter here as well. So we've kept the provision open and operating all over the holiday period to support our families and vulnerable children. It's a massive success. We've been supported by Sports for Kids, who came in to do activities. And now we're back up and running again today with teaching staff. So, it's strange to have a remote school, but also to have a school that's open and live at the same time.
Well, look, great talking to you. And have all the seeds gone now, by the way?
Yeah, we kept it going all last week. I think he even was planting up little rosemary plants and strawberry plants in the end for people to take. So so hopefully they've all been taken, and the children local community will be planting those up, and it's a way of them remembering us, and hopefully they'll be back with us very soon.
Lovely talking to you. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Head teacher at Losey Fields Primary School, Amanda Pedder there. It's BBC Radio Surrey, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock.
As the pandemic of